It's been a crazy few weeks, months, years, in what feels like the never-ending story of the marriage equality debate. Now, if you weren't there on Sunday, there was a huge marriage equality rally. God, I can't talk.
Reality.
And it really was an amazing turnout with over 30,000 people there to support and stand up for equal rights. I was at the Unity concert last night as well. And Gabby, my producer, was with me in the studio. You went to the rally on Sunday. How was the vibe?
It was really, really amazing. It was so cool to see so many diverse people there, so many families, so many kids. A really diverse mix of the community. And it felt really good. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone had great placards and banners. And
I saw yours.
Yeah.
Blackboard.
Mrs. Blackboard. So my partner, Rosie, had Blackboard from Mr. Squiggle. Yes. And he goes, hardy up, hardy up.
Hardy up.
And then actually always says, he goes, upside down, upside down. This whole country is upside down. Yeah. And then mine was signed, sealed, delivered. Yes. I'm hers. So it was a... But it was funny because I got off the train at Town Hall and there was this huge buzz. It was just packed, many people. And I was carrying my placard really proud and with my friend, my girlfriend. And this woman just starts yelling at me going, what does your sign mean? And I was like, oh, no, have I not done? I thought I really nailed this. Because on the back it says, my future's in your hands.
Right.
So it was a bit more serious. And she was getting really aggro, and then I'd realized that she was intoxicated and probably just a little bit aggro, but I thought she just didn't read the sign right. So I flipped it around and go, oh, can you read this sign? Like, really proud of my sign. She goes, no, this isn't okay. And then my friend was like, I think we need to leave, and just pulled me away really quick. And I was like, oh, I was really proud of my sign. I worked so hard on that.
I'm sure you ever.
That was the least amount of issues or conflict. And obviously I misread it as well, but it was a really great turnout. It was really amazing. I just couldn't believe how many people were there.
It's fantastic. And like you've mentioned, there's a bunch of industry names that have come out in support of same-sex marriage just over the last week as well.
Yeah.
Apple, Australian Rugby, and the NRL. Qantas, Coca-Cola's got a big sign up in King's Cross, which looks fantastic. And Seek, I saw today as well.
Oh, wow, cool.
So, great support from a lot of
I think
different
it's
areas.
Really great for the community to see such big brand names coming out and publicly supporting such a huge issue for so many people. And I think it really kind of bands people together and makes people feel, these are big brands. These are really big, well-known Australian brands, and I think it makes people feel pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. And I love the rainbow everywhere. Like, Seek's changed their logo this week to the rainbow colours.
Yeah.
And the NRL was a really important one because they really just came out and said, and Ian Roberts, he's an ex-footballer. He came out, he's now an actor and openly gay. And he's like, he messaged them and said, I'd be really important. This will save lives, especially the NRL, very blokey sport coming out and doing it. And they did, and it's been a really good response to it.
Yeah, so. And I think those kind of big sporting mega brands, I guess you can call them as well, have a kind of history of homophobia as well. And I think when you see them coming out like this, it's such a big statement, and it really is a big supporting statement too. So it's really fantastic. I think it's a really great thing to see. I guess now we're underway.
They're in the mail, right?
Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of people already receiving them, already posting them.
I just didn't realize how it's just happened so quickly. So
I feel like I'll get home today and it'll be my letterbox.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's going to be really weird to see it and finally have it in your hand and be like, whoa, this is actually happening.
I mean, the irony is we didn't really want to have to do this. But, the fact that I hope that from all of this, yes, and it's been a tough time and there's been a lot of debate which hasn't been very fair. But at the end of the day, we just hope this result's going to be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you can't deny it, after this has happened.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. Like, we're in it. We're playing the game. We've got to go. Like, we've got to give this everything we've got. There's a lot of, talk about boycotting and not wanting to do it. And, there's a really fair argument there. But we're here now. It's in the mail. You've got to participate. You've got to get it out there.
Yes.
Because we really need to show how important this is. There is... Everyone's receiving it. There's a lot of people still pretty confused about things, but you've got until the 7th of November to send them back.
Yep.
But
that's a good time. It's about 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, it's a good time, but it's also that time period where you forget.
Yeah.
So you get it, you do it and you don't post it. And I was just, I think we were talking about this earlier, the amount of times I have not posted letters or postcards and just gone, I'll do it. I'll get around to it. And it just sits there. And then I end up just giving people the letter 6 months later going, I had a great time in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's so important to do it as quickly as you can. And when they say the 7th of November, that actually means by 6 p.m. So it's unlikely that if you send your survey by the 7th, it's not going to get there. Okay. So they're really strongly recommending that you get it out and get it done by at least the 27th of October.
All right.
So really, realistically, you should just get it, do it, and post it straight away.
It even says on the form, I believe, do it today if you can.
And set reminders or put it in your planner and really be pretty on top of when you can get it to the post office and get it done. You know, it's not ideal. We all know this. It's not an ideal situation.
I know, using snail mail. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah. And also remember, don't tamper with your vote. So they've been very clear about this, that if you put glitter, any kind of anything inside it, it will be invalid and it won't count. So really think about that. Obviously, it would be great to draw lots of things, put a big glitter bomb in there, but unfortunately it will not be counted. So don't even really risk it or bother.
Now, just to mention post boxes. Now, Jenny Leong, a Newtown representative for the Greens MP, she was at the concert last night at the Unity concert at Enmore Theatre, and she just made the point that a lot of people don't know where their local post box is.
Yeah,
you know, your red post box. Like, it's really easy to find out, and I just did it right now. You can go on to auspost.com.au/locate. Chuck in your postcode, and a full-on map will come up and show you every post box in your region.
Yeah, it's so good, because I cannot remember the last time I posted a letter. I'm nearly 29, and I'm really honest about I don't really receive mail unless it's bills or parking fines or. Yeah, that's it, pretty much. Or actually, wedding invitations for all my straight friends. Thanks for reminding me.
Rubbing it in. Jeez.
But yeah, it really is important, because I don't know where my post box is. I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
And so just staying on top of that. And you think you have all this time, but it's really not that long. So it's really good to stay on top of that and get your friends on board and try and talk to each other, maybe just decide to go on a walk and together go to the post box.
Yeah, you get amazed where they are when you actually start looking for them.
Yeah. And there's a few things as well. So like if you accidentally lose your postal survey form.
Or don't receive it.
So you have until the 18th of October to go to the ABS website and lodge, I guess, a request form to get another one.
Okay.
But make sure it's done before the 18th. So you can go to the Australian Bureau of Statistics website and you can get all the information there.
Cool.
And it can happen. So, you know, it's fine. Just go on there and you can get that all sorted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you or someone you know is currently experiencing homelessness or you're living in remote communities, you can have your say and you can get in contact with the ABS and the information line, which is 1-800-572-113. So you can do that as well. You can complete the survey form directly via the automated phone services, online or via a call centre. So there are definitely options there. Don't feel like you don't have a voice or don't have a say. It's really important that you feel like you can get your voice heard.
Cool.
And also, if you're living overseas or you're away during that time, you can get an access code online and then you can fill out the form via their online overseas sort of website section.
Okay.
And then if you're away, you can fill out a form to get a trusted person that they have approved for you to then fill out the survey form. So if you go to the ABS website, which is actually, themarriagesurvey.abs.gov.au, you can get all the details for that as well.
Fantastic.
If you need a translator and interpreter, if you have problems with that, they can also help you. And if you have problems with hearing or speech impairment, they can help you with all of that. So everybody has a voice and has a chance to have their say.
Amazing. Great information, Gab.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a little surprise, right?
We have. So I thought, you know, one of the big campaign, part of the campaigning for getting people to vote is to remember to call your friends and family and have a discussion about it with them. You know, ask them what they're voting and why it's important, but also reminding them to get it in the mail and get it posted and get it done. And also there's people out there that might struggle. For example, your nans and your pas and the people that can't get to the post office or get to the post box.
Yeah.
So we're going to give Nana Jean a call and see what she thinks.
Nana Jean. And she's how old?
She's 89, but I hope she's not listening because nobody's meant to know that. She's just had her birthday.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Nana Jean.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're live on air on 2SER with Mick.
Hello,
and
Jean.
Gabby.
This is Mick. How are you?
Hello.
And you're on the Keep Sydney Openly Gay segment.
Oh.
How's that?
How fantastic.
I know, right?
Yes.
So we were calling to just ask you, how are you feeling about the postal survey? Have you received your letter yet?
No, I haven't received it.
You haven't received it?
I expect it tomorrow, actually.
Oh, yes.
Mm. And I will vote yes.
Fantastic. Always good to hear.
And I will seal it up and my carer will post it.
Oh, that's great. So you need someone to post it for you because it's...
They took the car off me and I don't have any way of getting to the post office.
Well, that's good. So well,
it's great that you've got a carer there who can help you out. It's really good. And how about your friends, Jean? Are they all on board as well?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Is it something you've all discussed?
We have a few gays in amongst us, so we're all for them.
Excellent, excellent.
And why do you think it's important, Nan?
Beg your pardon?
Why do you think it's important?
Because I think everybody's got the right to love who they want. And I did. And to have a gay person say, no, you can't love that person, it's not right.
No.
Yeah.
It is not right.
Have you found that there are many people your age, Jean, who maybe are against it? Have you come across any?
Oh, yes. I've found a couple of, one very irate person who is my hairdresser. And she reckons I have to vote no because the government's got a hidden agenda.
Oh, I've heard this theory.
Yeah, there's a theory going around.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, they reckon they're going to bring in laws against the gay vote. It has to be no to stop this federal government doing bringing in laws.
Yeah.
Seems a bit vague, that one, Nan. Let's just be clear on...
I know it's a bit vague because I can't find out...
Well, you've been called... You called the Liberal Party, didn't you? You spoke to Andrew. And
Andrew is quite in agreement with what I say, and he didn't know anything about a hidden agenda of laws coming in against...
Well, good on you, Nan, for calling and clarifying and being clear, because that's really important, I think.
It is important to know.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that you're voting yes, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be invited to my wedding.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gabby. I can't understand anybody. You are the same little girl, the funny little girl that I loved all your life. Why would I turn against you now?
Yeah, exactly. And why is it okay that...
You haven't changed.
No. You've been the same little rascal since day dot.
You still play pranks on me and drive me mad, but I love you very much.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear the stories, Jean. That'd be amazing.
Well, she's terrible. and I'm so stupid that I fall for it every time.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks so much, Nan.
Thank you, Jean. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you.
Really great to hear from you.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, your Nan sounds awesome.
Yeah, she's fantastic. This is the Nana Jean that has a wake before she passes away so she can hear everyone talk about how great she is. And also had a recent virgin party, all the famous virgins in the history of time. Who did she go as? Queen Elizabeth I, of course.
So good.
But yeah, I think it's really important. So speaking to your family is really important. You know, having open discussions and seeing how they feel. And also people are confused. There are some confusing theories out there and people are being told one thing and the other. And
in this gay lobby, secret agenda is been going around as some sort of reason for people to vote no. And I don't quite understand where they're getting this from. But, I blame people.
And it's easy to be, you are in an echo chamber often. Yeah, and so when you reach out to family, that maybe aren't, in the same kind of wavelengths and explaining some new ideas and issues, I think it's important.
Yeah.
And it's also really hard for those dealing with this debate. The LGBTQI people, young people, families, children can be really overwhelming. You're constantly bombarded. So it's really important to take note and really, you know, it can be overwhelming and isolating. So remember that you can kind of switch off from the media and take a break. Talking to people is really important, venting, but also seeking support. And there are heaps of support services out there.
Mm-hmm.
Places like QLife 2010, Lifeline, and Reach Out are really great places to start as well if you feel, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabby, thanks so much. This has been really good. Keeping Sydney openly gay.
Keep Sydney openly gay.
No more cheap Sydney open. No. We've got new segments every week. I love it.